The FBI is more than just a law enforcement agency. Since the days of pursuing infamous fugitives like Bonnie and Clyde to hunting extraterrestrial beings on TV's fictional show The X-Files, the FBI and its agents have been a part of American popular culture. This was no accident. The Bureau's place in American popular culture was cultivated by J. Edgar Hoover, who ran the FBI with an iron hand for nearly half of its existence. The Bureau of Investigation was founded in 1908. But it was an obscure agency mired in political corruption until Hoover, then only 26 years old, was appointed to head it. FBI historian John Fox says Hoover set out to clean house.
And what Hoover did was he really went wholeheartedly into reforming the Bureau, into making really law enforcement in the federal government a profession rather than a political position. He purged the roles of the political hacks. He set very strict standards on how investigations were to be done, how the Bureau was to run, and he really strove to protect it from political influence.
The word federal was added to the FBI's name in 1935 when the Bureau was involved in high-profile criminal investigations, such as the kidnapping of famed aviator Charles Lindbergh's baby and the pursuit of gangsters like John Dillinger. Historian John Fox says much of the legend of the FBI is rooted in that era.
In a sense, around that G-Man image that developed in the 1930s. And yes, it became a very important part of how we looked at ourselves.
Under J. Edgar Hoover, the FBI developed a huge reputation for forensic criminal investigations, and its crime lab was considered second to none. The FBI also had a longtime role in national security. It hunted Nazi spies and engaged in espionage in South America during World War II. By the 1950s, the Bureau was deeply engaged in counterespionage, and Hoover was denouncing what he saw as widespread communist infiltration and subversion in the United States. Hoover was vigilant about how the FBI was portrayed in books, in films, and on television. FBI historian John Fox says Hoover was deeply concerned with cultivating the Bureau's squeaky clean image.
I don't know if obsessive is too strong. Certainly it becomes what we would say is obsessive, to the point of all the stories about don't embarrass the Bureau and some of those. And some of that's myth and some of that's exaggeration, but there's a grain of truth in there.
Former agent Stan Pimentel, who joined the FBI 5 years before Hoover's death in 1972, says an agent who tarnished the Bureau's image could expect severe disciplinary action and perhaps transfer to what was often called the FBI Gulag, a small field office in the western state of Montana.
Mr. Hoover had a reputation that if you screwed up, if a job was not done correctly, or if a problem evolved from that investigation you were doing, or let's say a personal indiscretion, the office that he would send you to would be Butte, Montana. He'd figure that's really out there, and it's a long winter, and that'll teach you for having screwed up while living in Miami or San Francisco or whatever.
The FBI's image took a hit in the 1970s when it was revealed that its agents not only had spied on American civil rights and anti-war groups, but had also tried to curb their activities in the 1960s and early 1970s under a counterintelligence program called COINTELPRO. It also came to light that the Bureau had engaged in illegal break-ins, surreptitious entries in FBI parlance, to look for information about groups like the violent Weather Underground. Ed Miller headed FBI domestic intelligence under J. Edgar Hoover. Now 85 years old, Miller says COINTELPRO was broadly misunderstood. He says the break-ins were necessary and that, moreover, he had the authorization of then-acting FBI Director L. Patrick Gray.
Primarily what it was a disruption program. In other words, the Communist Party was very active, and 80% of the COINTELPRO situations were conducted against the Communist Party USA.
Gray denied authorizing the burglaries, and Miller and another FBI official, Mark Felt, were tried and convicted in 1980 for the illegal break-ins. Both men were later pardoned by President Ronald Reagan. Stan Pimentel says the excesses that somewhat tarnished the image that J. Edgar Hoover so carefully cultivated have in the end made the FBI a better law enforcement agency.
I think everything that has happened to the FBI, and with the good and the bad, it has brought out the very best of the people in the FBI. It's made, I think, the organization, and that included myself, a better person, I believe. It made us more fully aware of the individual rights of individuals.
The FBI started as a law enforcement agency and has never relinquished that role. But there have been shifts in emphasis during the Bureau's history. The emphasis now is on counterterrorism. Mindful of civil liberties concerns, FBI agents refused to participate in the controversial aggressive interrogation techniques employed by some military and intelligence officers at the U.S. terrorist detention facility at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.